KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. So, Matt, the Trump administration has released its proposed budget. It eliminates the National Endowment for the Arts. It eliminates a lot of things and cuts a lot of things, like Meals on Wheels, and cuts that funding. These are all proposals, but it also eliminates National Endowment for the Arts and the funding for Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And immediately this has sparked protest from people in the entertainment world, from Robert Redford, who has said that the National Endowment for the Arts played a key role in founding Sundance, to things like this from Billy Eichner, who tweeted at Ivanka Trump, "Hello, dear, at what point will you be telling your children that your father killed Snuffleupagus?" Because, of course, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is not only important to public radio, where we are right now, but to things like children's television and Sesame Street.
Right. And, you know, those are the key things that I think consumers will immediately notice. You know, there are a lot of other programs and things that, they fund with public money. You know, the ultimate result here is interesting because likely what will happen is if the funding is taken away, there will probably be outreach and donations from wealthy individuals to save, you know, certain programs or things that people can get behind. So I don't see this, if it goes through with this, I don't see it as, you know, killing public broadcasting or killing NPR or any of these other things. But where you will see it is actually in areas where Trump voters might have benefited, you know, with library fundings and small town arts projects and things that did get money from these public groups. So once again, this, if this goes through, it could be an example of a Trump proposal that ends up hurting his supporters more than it does the people that he opposes and is likely doing this to hurt.
That would affect public radio stations in small markets as well, where some Trump voters probably live in rural areas and small markets. You know, I've seen a version of this in terms of both of these organizations. Conservatives have been trying to do in NEA funding for years. How the Congress will react is an open question. I mean, I remember covering this long ago in the middle of the Robert Mapplethorpe controversy, and suddenly people like Orrin Hatch, from the senator from Utah, the Republican senator from Utah, went from attacking the NEA to remembering the wonderful impact that his violin lessons had on him as a child because, you know, there was a political deal made behind closed doors, and in that case, it was grazing rights for ranchers. So things like that are likely, that kind of horse trading is likely to take place on the Hill. But of course, it is a threat that many people in this industry are going to hear and find, you know, another reason to dislike this administration.
What it also might do is continue this trend we've seen where previously public-funded things like Sesame Street have sought outside funding from private companies, such as the HBO deal that Sesame Street did, which really saved the program and gave it a lot of money to invest. And now the original episodes of Sesame Street debut on HBO before going to public broadcasting.
Yes, again, if you pay for that subscription. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.